Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for your Saturday morning. I'm Chasm Radio Farm Director Joe Gill. Good morning. Your report brought to you once again this week by Midsoda Manufacturing in Avon. Right off I-94, County Road 50, swing on in at Midsoda Manufacturing. Well, this week we're talking farming, we're talking bison. Yeah, for those interested in bison or buffalo, there are numerous locations around the state where you may see them. The Minnesota Bison Organization is holding their big auction, annual auction, actually today at Central Livestock Association in Albany. I tracked down Adam Albrecht. He is executive director of the Minnesota Bison Association. He gave us some details on their organization.
We are 155 or so members strong. And even though some of our members do reside outside of the state of Minnesota, quite a few of them are inside the state. We do have our big 25th annual live animal auction coming up this Saturday on November 27th, starting at 10 a.m. at the sales barn here in Albany. So, yeah, 177 total head coming, and that includes calves, yearlings, two-year-olds, mature animals, I mean, you name it. So, yeah, it's going to be a great weekend, and we got a lot going on. It's an exciting time for the Bison Association here in Minnesota.
Adam also gave us details on the demographics of bison ownership around the state.
Yeah, it's pretty much spread throughout the state. We're a little lighter, I would say, up in northeastern Minnesota, and that's, I think, pretty consistent with just a lot of animal agriculture in general in this state. But, yeah, we have ranches all over the place, and so we have ranches, well, as of a few years ago, we actually had one as far as up by Roseau. So, or War Road, I apologize. I mean, all the way down to the southeastern corner and the southern border with Iowa. So the natural range of bison, Minnesota is known as a tall grass prairie. So Minnesota was part of the natural range of the great herds that once existed here in North America. So, a lot of the western half of Minnesota and more of the southwestern half, that was, of course, its primary range. They did used to roam into northeastern Minnesota, but usually the thicker the woods, they would kind of stay out of there and be more on the prairie. So that trend has stayed consistent in our state. So that's kind of just a neat little tidbit.
Adam Albrecht joining us, executive director of the Minnesota Bison Association. As he mentions, their sale going on today at Central Livestock, and he says when it comes to interest in the industry, it's only gaining some ground and more are becoming interested.
Absolutely. You know, I receive phone calls all the time from guys who have maybe raised cattle or some type of animal, other animal, or those who are just completely brand new to agriculture looking to get in, and that's pretty exciting. This weekend we are offering a free bison fundamentals class that starts at 1 p.m. at the Albany sales barn as well. It's a great industry. It's a really amazing animal, but it definitely is different. So, if you are going to get into it, we would recommend taking a more measured approach. Talk to experienced ranchers, go out, see their setups, see how they do it, visit multiple ranches. The one cool thing about, or one of the cool things I should say about the bison industry is all the ranchers are very welcoming. So you can give them a call, and if they're around, they'd love to share, their information, their history, their experience with you. There really aren't as many trade secrets in this industry because we are so small, very welcoming. So I would say that, in terms of that, there's always interest in making that switch because we are something different. We are a niche market. We're never going to get up to the level of your major livestock operations such as cattle, poultry, and hogs and such. So it is something different. It's a more unique animal, and there's certainly opportunities to be had here.
And once again, the educational class took place yesterday on Friday, but still, if folks are interested to attend the auction today, they can do so. And I mentioned, Adam, too, who's invited? Is it strictly just buyers, or Maybe you're a little curious or interested. He says, well, you're all able to attend, no charge at all.
Absolutely. We'd love to have everybody. You know, like I tell a lot of people, this animal has the wow factor. I mean, once you see it up close and in person, it'll blow you away. Just the size, the speed, the athleticism, and, you know, it's an American icon. And so definitely come check it out. It is an experience. The sales cafe there is great. They serve bison burgers and hot dogs, so you can get a taste for bison while checking out the auction, too. So, yeah, everybody is more than welcome. There's no cost to attend, at least to show up. If you want to bring a few animals home, that might cost you a few dollars, but, you know, definitely come join the MNBA this weekend in the Albany Sales Barn.
Yeah, once again at Central Livestock, a sale starts this morning at 10 a.m. And, well, I asked Adam, too, when it comes to bison, what is the current market right now when it comes to either buying or selling, or just overall, what is the market landscape right now?
You know, it's an interesting time. So we are just at the very beginning of the live sale season for bison. So in terms of what the market is, we do have a few sales under our belts so far, but, you know, we are really early on in the season. And so to tell you exactly the numbers or where we are in the market is pretty hard. The meat market is still remaining pretty strong, which is providing some encouragement. However, you know, we are facing a lot of the exact same issues that other livestock groups are. We had a very, very dry year this year, so the hay crops weren't like they normally are. And then you look at your other grains and feeds and stuff like that, and they're still very stubbornly high on the livestock side of things. So, you know, that is definitely playing a factor into some of these prices. So far, what I've kind of seen is some of the calf prices are down a little bit from last year, but then we had one sale in a different part of the country where the prices were very good. So, you know, it's hard to give you a readout of where we are at this very moment, but we're of course always cautiously optimistic, and, you know, just going to kind of see how this weekend goes. And you know, if we check back in, let's say, another 4 months, I'll have a much better read on where this live animal market is.
Adam Albrecht joining us, Executive Director of the Minnesota Bison Association. Very interesting conversation. I mentioned Adam, too. Let's dial back and rewind. Where did his interest start when it comes to the world of bison?
I've always been interested in the animal itself. I've worked in agriculture finance now for 7 years, but about 6 years ago, I took a trip out to Medora, North Dakota, with Theodore Roosevelt National Park, and just got a really cool up close and personal experience in a good way with the animal that's out there. And really, after that, I came back. I kind of did some searching and found out that the Minnesota Association existed. And let alone me being from Stearns County, I saw that the annual sale is held in Albany. So I just decided to show up one day and check it out, and started to volunteer by taking some pictures and stuff like that of different ranches, worked in social media, and then when this executive director position opened up, I just applied for it, and here we are today. So, I mean, you don't necessarily have to come from agriculture in order to contribute to some of these industries, and, you know, there's a role for all of us to play. And yeah, it's this industry itself, once you get a taste of it, I mean, it's just kind of in your blood. The animal is fantastic. It's going to be very hard to beat, and like I said, once you have that wow factor of an up close and personal experience, again in a good way, sometimes at national parks, as we've seen, people they don't treat the animal with respect, and bad things happen. So, but I think this is we're in a very good spot. And yeah, I just highly recommend everybody check us out if you can.
Once again, Adam Albrecht, Executive Director of the Minnesota Bison Association. Their bison auction going on this morning, 10 a.m. at Central Livestock in Albany. All are invited. Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for this week here on Chasm Radio. It's brought to you by Midsoda Manufacturing.